streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Hulk Hogan, the shirt-ripping superstar of pro wrestling, has died.
And what you gonna do when Hulkamania and the largest arms in the world run wild on you?
Host and fight announcer Curran Batia says Hogan changed the sport and the way we saw pro wrestlers.
Really, Hulk Hogan was that pioneer to not only take it from those small, you know, ballrooms and the smoky arenas, but make it a national sport, a global sport, and make it into this global phenomenon.
CBS's Chanel Call.
He made his professional wrestling debut back in 1977 and quickly became a household name. He was known for his theatrical performances in the ring.
Hogan went on to star in reality shows, even movies, and later weighed in on politics. He spoke at last year's Republican National Convention. He died today in Clearwater, Florida at the age of 71. Police say there was a medical call for cardiac arrest. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We have breaking news. Governor Tony Evers will not seek a third term. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Well, he's made it official. Governor Tony Evers is stepping aside after two terms in office.
For five decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe it to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term.
Evers built his political brand on education. A former teacher, principal, and state superintendent of schools, he's often called the education governor. He made headlines in 2023 by using that creative partial veto to extend school funding increases for the next 400 years. Evers' time in office marked a clear contrast with his Republican predecessor, Scott Walker, whose signature policy curbed union rights for public employees, especially teachers. And Evers' election in 2018 marked a shift in state politics. Since he took office, there have often been power struggles between Evers and Republicans leading the legislature. Under his tenure, though, Democrats helped secure a liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That led to new legislative maps, which are expected to again shift the balance of power in the legislature in 2026. A Marquette Law School poll last month found 55% of Wisconsin voters did not want Evers to run again, even though 48% still said they approve of the job he's doing. Now, Evers' exit sets the stage for a competitive Democratic primary, and so far that field is wide open. On the Republican side, two candidates are in so far, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman and Business Executive Bill Berrien. Governor Evers will remain in office through January 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
It's back to football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay. At the Packers training camp underway, practices open to the public at 10:30 a.m. A new locker room and a new attitude amongst the players, running back Josh Jacobs.
We didn't like how we finished last year. The sense of urgency in this building, in this organization right now is very high. You know, we all trying to hold each other to that standard of what we want to be and what we want to accomplish. And obviously, you know, we went, one game in the North? So for us, man, that's our main focus right now, just trying to be better and improve.
College football, the Badgers holding their media day at the Big Ten Conference in Las Vegas. After finishing 5-7, head coach Luke Fickell says they need to accept their role as the underdog.
A part of that is embracing being an underdog. That's how Wisconsin's gotten to where they are.
Baseball, Brewers with a 10-2 win in Seattle. Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny, warm, and muggy through the afternoon with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the low to mid-80s. Tonight, any evening storms wrap up, it turns partly cloudy, lows to the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and again mid-80s. Right now, it's 76.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome radio legend Steve Cochran, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then the Overture Center's Tim Sowers joins me to give us a preview of upcoming shows. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. Remember Kilmar Abrego Garcia? He's the guy who was, Maryland resident. He's married to an American citizen. They have a couple of kids. He was arrested by ICE and deported to El Salvador in error, according to the Trump administration attorney, who was fired later for admitting that. But it was a mistake. He was not... all those people who were deported were from Venezuela. By the way, 10 Americans were just released from Venezuela. Apparently, one of them was being held by Venezuela because he'd committed or was charged with 3 grisly murders. I mean, and Trump is like, hey, look at that. We got our guys back. But anyhow, Abrego Garcia. They sent him to that hellhole prison or concentration camp in El Salvador. And then the judges got involved and they eventually brought him back. And now he's in jail in Tennessee. And yesterday, 2 different judges in virtually simultaneous rulings in this case. One, the judge in Maryland, where he is from, ruled that he has to be released. This was Judge Zinnes in Maryland. And that the case has to be handled as if he had not been improperly sent to El Salvador. And then in Tennessee, where he's being held, Judge Crenshaw writes, and I quote, Abrego should be released under conditions to be set by the magistrate judge, in other words, Judge Zinnes. Crenshaw says the government has failed to prove that Abrego is a flight risk or that he is a danger to the community. Now, I haven't, so between these 2 orders, Abrego should be free now. And I haven't seen confirmation of that. I confess I have not read the deeply into the news sites. I check them during the breaks, but mostly for like breaking news. And so I haven't seen if he's actually been released yet. But if ICE wants to detain him, they have to do so in Maryland, and they have to give him adequate due process if they intend to send him to a third country. My guess is that they're shipping him to Maryland, that they're going to detain him there. And come up with some new BS excuse for, you know, because this is all about saving face. One of the lessons, and I read about this in my new book, The Last American President, which is available for pre-order now and you know, wherever you find fine books. But I read there's a whole chapter about this, about the lessons that Donald Trump as a young man learned from his mentor, Roy Cohn. Never admit that you're wrong, always go on the attack, and basically always cover up. Eventually you'll win. Eventually the Fuhrer will die away, distract people, lie to people. If it's done in the service of your needs, it's all good, basically. And, you know, that's what we're seeing right now with this Abrego Garcia thing. You know, the Trump administration made a mistake and Trump will not admit it. Instead, he'd rather see people tortured, which is exactly what happened, by the way. Meanwhile, Dewey Yap is a young man. He's a retired Army Special Forces officer. And he was deployed to Afghanistan And when he was there, there was a fellow by the name of Amir, who was an interpreter who worked with him. And Dewey says, this guy became like a son to me. He saved my life several times. And after the war was over, when Joe Biden ended the war in Afghanistan, Amir was brought to the United States and given a green card. And not just asylum and not, you know, a full green card. Okay, you can live here for the rest of your life. And then Trump pulled his green card last week and said, we're going to deport this guy, Amir. We're going to deport him back to Afghanistan. And this Army Special Forces officer, a retired Army Special Forces officer, Dewey Yap, is speaking out. He said it's been a slap in the face, really, to see the programs that were in effect to be taken away. He's talking about the amnesty for Afghan translators who helped our troops. He said Americans should not make a promise with Afghans, and now you're making a problem for them. Then why did you make that promise? This is beyond disgusting. I mean, this is beyond just wrong. Frankly, I'd say it's beyond criminal that we're doing this, that we're sending this young man back to a certain death in Afghanistan. The Taliban's not going to like him. He worked with Americans. He worked for Americans. Trump doesn't care. He's got brown skin, you know. He's a Muslim. Stephen Miller wants him out of this country. Don't you know this country's only for white Christians? This is just so wrong. Our geeky science for the day. Scientists have discovered that there is a sixth sense in the gut that controls how much we eat. There is this new kind of receptor that's part of our nervous system that fires off the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve kind of controls overall whole body, what would you call it, activity? You know, your vagus nerve can just kind of shut you down, relax you. It can, you know, hype you up. So anyhow, these specialized gut cells, and they respond to a protein called flagellin, which is produced by gut bacteria. And which brings us back to the theory that a lot of obesity in the United States is caused, clearly a lot of it is caused by people eating highly processed foods. I mean, that science is solid. But what's the mechanism? Well, it may well be that the highly processed foods are feeding the wrong kind of bacteria in your gut, and that, you know, the bacteria you need in your gut is the bacteria that comes along with unprocessed foods, with, you know, raw fruit and vegetables and grains and just lightly cooked things, not processed foods. And so anyhow, the healthy gut bacteria produce this protein called flagellin, and there are cells in your gut, in your small and large intestine, that sense flagellin and transmit that information to your vagus nerve and say, hey, time to stop eating. I think this is fascinating. In fact, it activates not just the vagus nerve, but it also triggers the release of a hormone in the brain that causes people to stop eating. So not only is this fascinating stuff, but they're thinking, you know, in this age of these drugs, apparently it even looks like Trump is on one because he's clearly lost some weight in the last year, these GLP-1 drugs, which now they're finding actually reduce inflammation, they reduce your risk of heart attack, they reduce your risk of stroke, even if you're not obese. Some of the websites that offer, online medical services like agelessrx.com, are actually offering low-dose GLP-1s to people who are of normal weight because of the health benefits. But anyhow, as we're looking at these GLP-1s and they are dealing with this epidemic of obesity in America, I mean, 60% of Americans are obese or close to it, whereas, 40 years ago, it was like 5 or 10%. I mean, there's just been this explosion of obesity in the last, basically since the Reagan Revolution. And, they're still trying to figure out what's causing all this stuff. But now there's this theory that, this idea that there may be another way, in addition to the GLP-1s, which, like I said, seem to be pretty good drugs, There might be another way, in addition to these drugs, to deal with this obesity problem in America. And that would be a good thing. I mean, you know, it's cutting people's lives short, and that's not a good thing. So you can solve the problem. God bless you. All right, it's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls for the rest of the hour. What's on your mind today? We'll be right back. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta-potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For a clean, reliable, affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call, 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Do you love a good mystery? Want to dive into the minds of those who create them? Tune in to Masters of Mystery on WFHR Sunday, July 27th at 9 p.m. as South African mystery writer Stanley Trollope and New York historical fiction author Anna Maria Alfieri discuss their books, their writing journeys, and perhaps divulge the secrets behind their nefarious plots. Masters of Mystery is recorded before a live audience.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
You know, the hardest part about cooking fish or meat is being tethered to a hot stove, you know, sweating, constantly checking and singeing your eyebrows. Those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. Chef IQ Sense is a brilliantly simple cooking sensor that goes into whatever I'm cooking. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. I enter what I'm cooking into my Chef IQ Sense app. I choose how I like it cooked, and Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors when my food will be done. That's it. I'm free to do something else that needs doing. Chef IQ Sense alerts my smartphone when the food is cooked to order and the way I like it, with no more guessing. This is the world's smartest, easy-to-use wireless cooking sensor. And great news, they've just announced a flash sale, 15% off. Go to chefiq.com, C-H-E-F-I-Q.com right now, and I can get you 15% off during their flash sale. Be your own grill master with chefiq.com. And use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 15% off. Again, that's chefiq.com, and the promo code for 15% off is TOM, T-H-O-M.
The ankle smashing down the people's door. No law, law, no warrant, just the silence of the bought. This is how a nation crumbles, not with battles, but with fear they taught. The gavel's been replaced with guns, the bench is just a stage, and every whisper of dissent is locked inside a cage. Raise your
in hollow winds, but justice stands alone.
Leaders 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Is it Bama or Bama in Prattville, Bama. Alabama? Bama. Hey, Bama, what's up?
It is Bama. Hey, Tom. I was listening to the first hour of the show, and one of the last callers had talked about some stuff in Alabama, going back to the Doug Jones, Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was sad because, you know, Doug Jones literally won by 1 point, and it was so it was like we were down to the wire on that one. But it you know, it's sad.
And he was a damn good senator for it.
Oh, absolutely, he was. Absolutely. I would love to have somebody like him come back. But, you know, the reason I wanted to call is just, and this is more for your Alabama listeners than anybody, but just to let folks know there's things going on out there. There are people organizing. They're getting together. They're forming groups. Just in the last few months, the Democratic Socialists of America had started a River Region DSA, and they are getting out there on the streets. They're doing street solidarity. They're passing out literature. They're informing our citizens of their rights. They are doing so much great work. Autauga County and Bibb County became the last two counties in our state to form a Democratic Party. You know, Reed Freely is out there fighting censorship. There are so many groups out there. Get online. I don't care where you live, whether you're in Andalusia or you know, Zebulon. There are places in Alabama where you can find people. You might have to look a little hard, but even in Prattville, places like Ozark, folks are getting together because they're tired of it. And another thing, right now, the Republican Party is going through a schism. You've got the MAGA crowd and the traditional, I guess, I don't even know what to call them, maybe Reagan Republicans.
Yeah,
or
Romney Republicans.
Or whatever,
yeah.
The traditionalist ones. I mean, there is a schism going on, and there are some people that we can reach out to. You have to be discerning. Maybe ask them a question like, you know, what do you think of, you know, there's crazies is what I'm getting at.
No,
you know,
I get
that you,
I totally
you can't
get it.
Talk to.
Well, and in fact,
but
you
there
know,
are some.
Yeah, if you've been listening to this program for years, if some people have, you know that there's a lot of our regular callers now started out as Republicans who called up to argue with me.
And I started as a Libertarian 15 or 16 years ago.
There you go.
And I know where they're coming from.
Yeah.
And before that, I was raised in an extreme right-wing environment.
Mm-hmm.
Very much a a white nationalist. It's how I grew up. And it was only when I moved out and joined the military that I was ever, that was the first time I got outside of my little box here in Alabama and started meeting people. And that's when my ideas started to change. And actually, my father-in-law told me about your program, gosh, probably 18 years ago or so now.
Wow.
And when I started listening to it, and I would call in, and you and I had a few reasonable disagreements, and then I started seeing and started learning. And honestly, for me, learning my family's history and realizing that everything I thought I knew was a lie.
Mm,
and it was getting out there and getting educated. But don't lose hope everywhere. I don't care where you're at. There's somebody around you that's just as fed up as you are. And if there's just two of you, start you a group with two people.
I think you're right, Bama. There's an awakening happening in America, and I'm very hopeful. Bama, thank you so much. It's so nice to hear from you, and I look forward to future conversations. Thanks for the call. Chris in Santa Clara, California. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks, Tom. I wanted to talk briefly about Senator Sanders' health care for all bill, which I think in concept many of us are, you know, certainly supportive of. But, you know, I think you may be really the one person in the entire United States who could get Bernie to really discuss the portion of the bill, the actual written legislation, sections 106 and 107, that would effectively make it illegal for somebody who is an underdocumented person who's married to a U.S. citizen or to somebody who's, you know, permanent resident and has maybe coverage through their employer. It would make it illegal for that person to continue to receive health coverage. And, you know, I live in Santa Clara, you know, Rose, my congress member.
In other words, this is a program only for citizens.
So, you know,
no, I didn't mean that as a joke. I'm just trying to clarify.
Yeah, and it's not just that it's only for citizens. It's that it would mean the actual language says it would be unlawful for an employer to offer benefits, and specifically says to any dependent that duplicates what's offered under the Medicare for All. And you know, it's always made it, you know, for me, you know, I'm a strong Democrat, actively involved, decades.
What we need right now is an honest national conversation about this sort of thing. I mean, long before we get to picking nits on, you know, Section 106 of Bernie's bill, we need to be talking about the larger issue about why is, you know, of the 34 fully developed countries in the world that are members of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD countries, why is it that we're the only one that doesn't have a national health care system? Why, you know, why, when did we become the village idiots? Chris, thanks for the call. Let's start there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first one
100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about K-12 public education in this state from the Wisconsin Public Education Network Conference in Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We have breaking news. Governor Tony Evers will not seek a third term. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Well, he's made it official. Governor Tony Evers is stepping aside after two terms in office.
For five decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe it to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term.
Evers built his political brand on education. A former teacher, principal, and state superintendent of schools, he's often called the education governor. He made headlines in 2023 by using that creative partial veto to extend school funding increases for the next 400 years. Evers' time in office marked a clear contrast with his Republican predecessor, Scott Walker, whose signature policy curbed union rights for public employees, especially teachers. And Evers' election in 2018 marked a shift in state politics. Since he took office, there have often been power struggles between Evers and Republicans leading the legislature. Under his tenure, though, Democrats helped secure a liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That led to new legislative maps, which are expected to again shift the balance of power in the legislature in 2026. A Marquette Law School poll last month found 55% of Wisconsin voters did not want Evers to run again, even though 48% still said they approve of the job he's doing. Now, Evers' exit sets the stage for a competitive Democratic primary, and so far that field is wide open. On the Republican side, two candidates are in so far, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Business Executive Bill Berrien. Governor Evers will remain in office through January 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny, warm, and muggy through the afternoon with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the low to mid-80s. Tonight, any evening storms wrap up, it turns partly cloudy, lows to the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and again mid-80s. Right now it's 80.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday will be in Oshkosh talking to County Executive Gordon Hintz, UWO Provost Ed Martini, and State Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
So, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com. And to get that 37% off, be sure to include the /Tom at the end. Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. Vibrance.com/Tom.
He sits on a throne of splinters and lies, gold on the surface but rot underneath, preaching power while hiding his cries, selling boys poison, calling it belief. Glory wrapped in grief and strength forged in fear. You call this manhood, it's control dressed as tears.
This is the manhood trap.
And obey the prophets of rage. Tate's in your ear, Trump's on the stage. Tradwives cry.
Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Mike in Elyria, California. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Excuse me, Ohio, Elyria, Ohio.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Can I do my version of the Trump weave?
Sure. Go for it.
What is Mike Johnson a part of? The evangelical mountain or something or other.
Yeah, the Seven Mountain Movement.
Yeah. I was reading old Time magazine maybe last month, and it was Peter Thiel. He has like 36 or 40 entanglements in the government right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where
he owns Palantir, which is the big intelligence company.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I was watching YouTube, a guy called Dave Farina, Professor Dave, mm-hmm. and like Eric Weinstein, anti-vaxxers, and the Discovery Channel, the anti-creation people or the creation people, are all financed by this guy Peter. So that's my weave. So I hope I made sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's a pretty good weave, Mike. I can't vouch for any of it, but.
Yeah, well, look at Time magazine from last month.
I'll do that.
You look at it.
Sounds like a plan. And Peter Thiel, of course, is the guy who made J.D. Vance. I mean, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of came out of obscurity and made him senator. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Mike, thanks a lot. Mary in Aurora, Colorado. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. What is on my mind is, one, I'd like to add on to what Obama said, and your caller who was talking about violence in our protests, I just had a call about that because I wish he would, if he's serious, which I have my doubts, but I wish he would join one of our protests and see who drives by, who spews amazing amounts of vitriol, who is hateful, who is vulgar, and it's just amazing.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be encouraging because, like Bama was saying, we are out there. Mm-hmm. And last week I managed to get in 6 protests. Tomorrow we're doing a big one in southern Colorado against these concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little town called Walsenburg, and we're showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to encourage people to please go, carry your signs in your car, look online and find the places that list protests, and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because, you know, it's about love, and we have to care about each other. We have to stand with each other. And to do that, we need you. I don't know how to encourage people to get out, because there is no other hero coming.
Yeah, I think you just did there. And a lot of people heard you.
The other idea I have is to always contact your local papers and post all your protests on social media so people can see that we're really there.
There you go. Well said. Mary, thank you. Thank you for an inspirational call. I appreciate it. Jan in Claghorn, Wisconsin. Hey, Jan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First of all, I got to think, if it wasn't for you and John Stewart, I would be going insane right about now.
Well, that's good company to be in. Thank you.
I've got two questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
My first one is, I feel like I'm living in a mass delusion. My family are all Trump, and I'm not, and it just, it's bizarre. So I was wondering, has anything like this ever happened in history? And if so, how did they resolve it?
Well, let me deal with that one first, okay? There's a couple of things. We went through this in the 50s with the House Un-American Activities Committee and the blacklists and the, you know, the Hollywood purges and the, you know, Joseph McCarthy and his rants about people. And, you know, there was a heavy dose of anti-Semitism and racism built in there, as well as just, you know, the typical right wing lies. And then we also went through this in the 1840s and 50s in the South, when the oligarchs rose up in the South and took over the South and ended democracy. But, you know, by 1850, there was no more democracy in the Southern states and in what became the Confederate States. And, you know, it was just pure oligarchy. It was run by you know, in the neighborhood of around 1,000 very wealthy families all across the Southern region. And we fought a bloody civil war to end that oligarchy. So, yeah, we've been through this a couple times.
But their resolution for one of them was civil war, huh?
Sadly, yeah. Tragically.
Yeah. My next question, is there such a thing as a national referendum where, like, Citizens United and Dobbs could be put to a referendum to the people?
No. No, the closest we get to that is simply our national election, so the presidential election. That is arguably a national referendum, but that's it. There is no provision in the Constitution for direct democracy, essentially, for the citizens to change things. Everything is representative
Worth
democracy.
The try.
Yeah, good shot. Jan, thanks for the call. Gary in Monroe, Georgia. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Thank you.
Hey, Gary.
I see another impeachment inquiry coming next year as we approach the congressional, another election. I see another very possible impeachment inquiry coming.
I don't think the Republicans will do that. I think it'll happen the year after, if Democrats take back the House. But
well, that's what I'm saying. Next year,
you're
after
talking about
the election, really. Well, prior to 27.
Well, the new Congress doesn't get sworn in until January, the first week of January.
That's true. Okay. But I do think it's a possibility.
I think it's a probability.
Okay, all right. I didn't want to say it. You said it. I'm glad you did.
Well, he's committed so many obvious crimes.
I know it. Thank you. This reminds me, doesn't this remind you of Watergate in a lot of ways?
Well, it's the cover-up being worse than the crime, and the president trying to cover up the cover-up and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, absolutely. You know, around Epstein. Sadly, you know, we're all talking about a sex scandal. I mean, I get it. It's a terrible thing, and there's, you know, real victims and all that sort of stuff. But
the
damage that he has done to our democracy, I think, is an order of magnitude larger crime than the damage he did to, or is alleged to have done to, you know, a few hundred girls. And that's not to minimize rape or the assault of these young women. But taking an entire nation of 350 million people and destroying their form of government and shutting down USAID so an estimated 10 million people, and mostly in Africa, are going to die now. He just shut down PEPFAR, the program, the anti-AIDS program that has saved millions and millions of lives in Africa, largely in Africa, that George W. Bush put together. I mean, this guy has...
Great point.
This guy has just done so much damage. Yeah. And killed people. I mean, it's just killing people. And then he let a half a million people die from COVID, too. That's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. What about that we forgot about in the assault on our Capitol?
Yep.
But also what he has done in reality is what's very disturbing, and I put it this way. He has developed this catch-me-if-you-can type philosophy in our culture.
Yeah.
Catch me if you can.
Yeah.
And we have a responsibility, us. Me, you, I'm talking to the choir, I know. All across this land, people have just called up the organizing and everything. But in the end, it's going to be us if we want to change things.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, that's our form of government, is we the people. The first three words of the Declaration and the Constitution. So, yeah.
The rule of law.
The rule of law.
Thank you.
Gary, thank you. Yeah, greed has no heart. Good talking to you, Gary. We'll be back. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back. Stick around. You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night and hates it. CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. Zipa is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Zipa is the stop snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa. That's happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at Zipa.com.
Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball for a fun-filled day. They're throwing a Rafters Baseball Kids TV Takeover on Sunday, July 27th at 3:05 p.m., and you won't want to miss it. Your favorite Kids TV characters will be there ready to meet you and take pictures. Enjoy some tasty food and cheer on the team with your family and friends. It's going to be an awesome day of excitement and laughter, so bring everyone along to Witter Field. They can't wait to see you there.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around in the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Vallejo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC.
Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC's support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Where? Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, they've come out with a brand new deodorant that doesn't work the way all the other ones do. It doesn't just cover up odors and like that. This actually prevents them from forming because it's powered by mandelic acid, which is safe for you. It's safe for your whole entire body, but it just prevents odors from forming anywhere on your body. Now, it's pH optimized, capable of blocking odors even before they start. It was developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. I have tried it out. Works. This stuff works. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. I can get you 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. And when you check out, use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off site-wide. Shopmando.com.
Poison in the sky and silence on the floor. The rich men smile while the children
9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Jordan in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Jordan. Thanks for listening to WMDX. What's up?
Hey, thank you very much, Tom. I wanted to make a couple of comments about the topic you were discussing earlier about the spate of obesity since about the Reagan era.
Sure, no problem. Just get your mouth a little closer to the microphone, would you, Jordan?
Sorry, hang on just a second. Let me switch here.
You can just, you can keep it on speaker. Just put the microphone next to your mouth. That's all it takes. What's
okay.
Up? So keep going.
This any better?
Yeah, hell of a lot better. So what's up?
Okay. I wanted to make a couple of comments about the obesity epidemic that we're living through right now. Mm-hmm. I actually have a lot of insight into this because I actually had to.
What happened? Jordan just vanished. Okay, Jordan, you're back on the air. I don't know what happened there.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can, yeah. That was weird.
Okay, great. Yeah. A couple of years ago, I actually had to go through bariatric surgery to help me on my weight loss journey.
Yeah, a good friend of mine did that too, David Bender, and it helped him out tremendously.
It really did, and it's a significantly drastic step to take. But part of the reason I put on so much weight in the past few years is because of some of the medications that I'm on. They actually changed my metabolism on a fundamental level. Yeah. And made it very difficult to lose weight on my own just through diet and exercise. Mm-hmm. And another issue besides the medications that are currently on the market changing metabolism is the fact that so much of the American diet is ultra processed foods that are easily available and easy to make because, so many families don't have the time or energy to do whole food cooking these days.
Yeah, and so pop it in the microwave. Yeah, I get it.
Exactly. And the last thing is, it's just incredible how much more expensive whole foods, fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh meats and everything. It's heartbreaking how much it costs, especially when so much of the American public is living hand-to-mouth.
Well, and worse than that, I have been on Native American, on Indian reservations, where the stores literally have nothing but, or virtually nothing but, this ultra-processed food. I've been in poor neighborhoods in big cities where it's the same deal. These are called food deserts, these are the result of decisions that we make as a country that we allow this kind of stuff, Jordan.
It's a significant social, societal level problem.
I agree.
And yes, there's stuff we can do at the local level, but it's got to start from the top down in order to make any significant difference.
Yeah, it's also an economic and political problem at the end of the day. I'm with you.
Jordan,
thank you. Thanks for bringing some,
some
thoughtful common sense here to the discussion. Appreciate the call. Mary in Bothell, Washington. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
It appears to me with this Epstein thing and Miss Maxwell, of course he's terrified of what he thought, what that comes out. But why aren't people talking to the people, the women involved?
Because the women can implicate the wealthy men who are guilty, and those wealthy men have considerable wealth and power. And I think people in the press are a little worried about that.
Well, I know, but those young women were seriously abused.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
There were a lot of them.
Yep. Apparently over 1,000, according to some press reports.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, what a merry-go-round he had going, didn't
yep.
he?
Yeah.
In the meantime, Mr. Littlehands is losing his mind
yep.
about what's going to come out.
Yep.
And
all right, Mary, you can't use language like that on the air. I've got to dump you. Catherine in Chicago. Catherine, I have 30 seconds, I think, maybe. You got a quick one?
I'll try to make it as condensed as I can. Sex is a strange topic that's kind of twisted all over the world, but it's an intimate thing. So the question that Republicans and MAGA need to be asked point blank at every opportunity, especially with this Epstein thing going on now, is why is rape and child rape okay? Because it screams.
I've got to end it there, Catherine. I'm sorry I'm out of time, but I agree with you. Thank you so much for being with us today. Thanks for sharing the good word about our program with friends and neighbors and whatnot, and for all your calls and everything else. And don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Have a great afternoon, and I will catch up with you tomorrow. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Pro wrestling giant Hulk Hogan has died. His star power helped transform professional wrestling. Host Curran Batia.
Definitely an influential figure in the world of wrestling, and then someone who transcended sports into just the mainstream culture.
His relatability made him a reality TV star, and he dabbled in movies.
I got to be more myself than Hulk Hogan, you know, so I felt at ease not having those parameters of staying in that character of the Hulk. Mm-hmm. It was more like myself.
Hogan later weighed in on politics, speaking at last year's Republican National Convention.
So with the power of Donald J. Trump and all the Trumpites running wild, America is going to get back on track. And like Donald J. Trump said, America is going to be great again.
Trump posted today the Hulkster, as he called him, was strong,